I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. When the big switch comes, will you be ready? A year from now, your old-school analog TV set, you know, the kind with the rabbit ear antennas, will be obsolete. Congress is requiring all TV stations to transmit only in digital by February 2009. Some community advocates think that black families will get hit disproportionately hard by the switch. One group working on the issue is the National Black Church Initiative, based in Washington, D.C. Reverend Anthony Evans is president of the initiative, and welcome to News and Notes.
It's good to be here.
So it's called the Digital Television Transition and Public Safety Act of 2005. Now, it's a big bite. It goes into effect a year from now, basically. So what does that mean?
Well, it means that we got to get busy. Given the activity of the political season, we don't have a lot of time to persuade our constituents to begin to call the 888-DTV-2009 number to get their converter box so that they don't go dark come February 2009.
Explain what the converter box is and why calling this number will make a difference.
Well, the converter box, what it does, it takes the analog signature and switch it to a digital signature so that you can receive the picture like you regularly receive the picture today. Because come 2009, if you have an analog set, which is which means that is not digital, you will not be able to receive picture or sound.
So is the government just giving these away?
Well, the government is not. Yeah, it's giving coupons, and then you're going to your local electronics store, like Best Buy and a lot of other retailers around the country, and trade those coupons in. They're worth about $40. And they should be, and I think you add a couple more bucks to it, and they should be able to get you that converter box.
Now, why as a pastor, and you have your own church as well as being part of the initiative, why do you think this is important as a message to come from the church community?
It's critically important. Not only does the church community use a lot of technology to get our message out to our parishioners, but of course, it is critically important that an organization such as ours who fight disparity to advocate that we demand access to the latest technology and to make sure that the digital divide doesn't continue to broaden.
Now, when you think about your congregation, what kinds of people need to really be aware of this? What kinds of people rely on television the most, for example?
Well, those who spend a lot of time indoors, of course, and that's your elderly, and that's your those who have disability, and minorities who have little resources to get out and fly around the country. But those are the three groups that we are concerned with across the country. We plan to provide education. We plan to provide literature. We plan to work with local radio stations, local television stations, and especially the National Broadcasters Association members so that we can educate and persuade those to begin the process of calling the 1-888 number or going to the website www.dtv2009.gov to begin to secure the coupon so you can get the converter box.
We'll be sure and put that information up online as well. And
thank you.
You know, when you reach out to these big service providers, television providers, are they offering you any help in trying to reach people like your constituents?
Well, everything is a struggle, but we are in negotiation of the potential relationship with the National Broadcasters Association and also with the Department of Commerce. To persuade them to offer substantive resources to an organization such as ours so that we can reach those who are harder to reach than the regular public. And we have proposed a proposal. It's being considered, and we hope that it will be accepted so that we can move forward and make this happen. We want to avoid our constituents, whether you're poor, black, white, Latino, disabled to be in the dark come 2009 simply because this country is moving forward into a digital revolution as well as a broadband revolution as well.
Well, Reverend, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Reverend Anthony Evans is president of the National Black Church Initiative, and he joined me from our NPR studios in Washington, D.C.